This is the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network. In the headlines, the debate on the controversial interception of communications bill begins in the Senate. Senator Lisa Cummings getting things going, addressing crime, among other things. The government announcing that a new bridge will be constructed at Melvin Hill, St. Joseph, within the next 12 months. The opposition, Democratic Labour Party, urging government to repeal and withdraw the interception of communications bill. Chief Magistrate Ian Weeks sentenced the man who pummeled a shopkeeper over a $100 bill to 18 months in prison. And the Kremlin has played down talk of an imminent summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's Zelensky. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The debate on the controversial interception of communications bill began this morning in the Senate, with Leader of Government Business, Senator Lisa Cummings, defending government's record on addressing crime. She has challenged those who have criticized the bill.
Fix the problem of crime, but no, don't do this. Every time the suite of interventions have come, there are those who have stood in loud defiance against the measures. So is it, Mr. President, that there are those who wish to say to the public, screaming loudly from every pulpit, that something needs to be done, that we are to be the do-nothing society? We are to take no action, Mr. President?
Leader of Government Business, Senator Lisa Cummings. The opposition, Democratic Labour Party, is urging government to withdraw the interception of communications bill. Party leader Ralph Thorne, along with fellow attorney-at-law Corey Greenidge, argued on their DLP TV last night the act makes it an offence to wiretap the public's phone in certain circumstances. The act, as it stands, gives permission to only two persons to wiretap, in the Commission of Police and the Director of Anti-Terrorism.
Because the same legislation that criminalizes anyone who does an infraction within the act gives them immunity.
Gives them immunity, which means that the structure or the framework of accountability really is just smoke and mirrors.
Precisely.
Really just smoke and mirrors.
Precisely.
And I will repeat again, every time I give one of these, I'll repeat. Mm-hmm. This is why the Democratic Labour Party, led by the opposition leader, is asking for this bill to be withdrawn in its entirety and go back to through the process of proper legislative drafting, proper debate, proper consultation, such that all of these loopholes and circular provisions can be done away with.
That's at DLP's Corey Greenidge and leader Ralph Thorne. Government has announced that a new bridge will be constructed at Melvin Hill, St. Joseph, within the next 12 months. This comes after the sudden collapse of the Melvin Hills Bridge on Monday. Speaking from the site alongside government officials, Attorney General and Member of Parliament for St. Joseph, Dale Marshall, said designs for the new structure are at an advanced stage. He added that demolition and reconstruction are expected to begin within 2 months.
The team from the Chinese company Complan, that team was actually conducting testing at the location of the bridge. That testing was for the purpose of completing the designs. Preliminary designs have already been submitted. So fortuitously, when this happened, you can see that the government had already begun to deal with the question of the bridge, accepting that it's really not suitable for modern traffic, it's not wide enough. And so the MTW team indicated that those designs were at an advanced stage and that they hoped to be able to complete them all within a month. The work which was beginning on this bridge is now going to be advanced so that we are going to be able, hopefully, to start the actual demolition of the bridge and the reconstruction. I am optimistic within another 2 months.
Attorney General and Member of Parliament for St. Joseph, Dale Marshall. Saying Barbadian society has become extremely volatile, Chief Magistrate Ian Weeks sentenced the man who pummeled a shopkeeper over a $100 bill seen on video that went viral to 18 months in prison. Jamal Rawson Ronaldo Haynes of Johnson and Greenhill St. Michael was back in court after he had pleaded guilty last month to unlawfully assaulting Onika Paul Ford, occasioning her actual bodily harm, destroying her cell phone and damaging Home Pride Bakery, her business, on July 21st. The act was seen as it went viral on video throughout Barbados. Magistrate Weeks told him he cannot expect to behave like a savage and a message must be sent. He revealed his initial idea was to order a pre-sentencing report with the possibility of ordering anger management as part of a bond. However, he said when he made some checks, he found that other courts had already gone that route and therefore he sentenced Haynes to 18 months in prison. This is the Lunchtime Edition. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, C2SAB, is voicing strong concern over the recent amendment to the Police Act, which raises the fine for civilians who refuse to assist police when called upon. The law amended in 1975 has now been updated to impose a penalty of $10,000. Speaking at a press conference which ended moments ago, at the C2SAB headquarters, General Secretary Dennis DePisa called for the amendment to be revised, stating that it can have serious implications for those who do not get involved and create public fear.
And the police calls on me, and I believe that my life is in imminent danger. I am going to go and throw myself into being shot at. I mean, common sense has to prevail. There got to be a way of how this is dealt with. At least you try to assist, but you can only do that within certain limits. Civilians don't want our guns. We don't have that authority. I am no attorney, but I certainly have common sense that I know that there are limits in which you can use reasonable force or even get engaged in this matter. Who is to say that the police could even determine that your engagement was obstructing him in the execution of his duty? You might end up on the wrong side of defense. And you cannot tell how this might work out.
General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa. Minister of Housing and Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland, has reaffirmed the government's commitment to modernizing housing construction as part of a broader strategy to meet the island's growing demand for affordable homes. Speaking at the opening of the Southview Christchurch Housing Project this morning, Minister Sutherland emphasized the need to move away from traditional construction methods and towards more industrialized building approaches.
If we continue to use the artisanal approach to build a one house, a two house, even 20 houses, that's not even that scale that we want. So we're now embracing an industrial approach to housing, one where modern technologies, standardized methods, and innovative construction techniques allow us to deliver homes more efficiently and more affordable, and at a scale that meets the urgent needs of our people. This shift, though, does not discard the skills of artisans and small business contractors, but rather integrates them into a system that multiplies their impact, ensuring that Barbadians can access sustainable, resilient, high-quality housing in a more timely manner.
Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance Dwight Sutherland and the Kremlin has played down talk of an imminent summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky as Donald Trump renewed his call for the two leaders to meet to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. The push for a bilateral meeting comes after the U.S. president met Putin in Alaska last week and welcomed seven European leaders and Zelensky to the White House earlier this week. Trump admitted the conflict was a tough one to solve and conceded it was possible the Russian president was just not interested in ending the hostility. Our top stories. The debate on the controversial interception of communications bill begins in the Senate this morning with government business senator Lisa Cummins defending their record on addressing crime. The government has also announced that a new bridge will be constructed at Melvin Hill St. Joseph within the next 12 months. The opposition Democratic Labour Party urging government to withdraw that interception of communications bill. Chief Magistrate Ian Weeks sentencing the man who pummeled a shopkeeper over a $100 bill to 18 months in prison. And the Kremlin playing down talk of an imminent summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's Zelensky. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.